Hello everyone, Ty Bollinger here. Thanks again for tuning in once again to the Truth About Cancer's Global Health News. Now on today's show, Charlene and I would like to share some more of our fantastic interviews that we did while we were at the Total Health Canada show up in Toronto. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi there, this is Charlene and Ty and Dr. Daryl Wolf coming to you from the Total Health Show in Canada, Toronto. We're having a good time.
We so certainly are.
Daryl, yeah. They were just on a round table and you all did such a good job. Ty, I just have to say, you looked really handsome. I'm not biased or anything.
She's not prejudiced.
And oh, you know what? I thought he looked really handsome too.
See, so he agrees. Yeah, okay. So we're in good company. And Doc, he's one of our best friends. We love you. I have to say that. And you really cracked me up. You are so funny. And after everything you just said, thank you. You're so sweet. You're always so happy. But I think that the main thing that I got, and maybe you heard it, I think I mentioned to you when we were out in the hall just now together, is how to live in a way that you wake up to have the perfect day.
Tell us about the perfect day, Dr. Wolf. What is the perfect day?
And by the way, Dr. Wolf is the doc of detox. You probably recognize him because he's been in the Truth About Cancer since the beginning, always a huge supporter of our work, so we appreciate that. But tell us, Dr. Wolf, what's the perfect day?
The perfect day is when you actually awaken to who you really are. And, you know, I don't want to be discouraging or anything, but they say that only one out of every 10,000 people are actually awake here. But then you know that. You both know that, don't you? That's why there's a lot of suffering and pain going on with people is because they try to band-aid everything. You think about it. You know, you hear about people, they go from this treatment to that treatment to this product to that product. Well, it didn't really work for me. Well, nothing is going to work for you until you take a look at your belief systems, because dysfunctional belief systems will always throw you off track, no matter how good the protocol is. How many people do you know, Ty, that should not have died of cancer? And then how many people do you know, Charlene, that had cancer that shouldn't have lived? And that's because they took a look at their dysfunctional belief systems, and when they got those out of the way, then they weren't taking the poison pill anymore. So what we want to do is create the perfect day from the minute we take our head off the pillow until we put it back there. And the only way you're going to do that is to honor, respect, protect, and love yourself first and foremost before anyone else. You know as well as I do that if you don't totally love yourself, then you're always looking for approval from somebody else and you're taking everybody's stuff personal. I mean, Ty, look at what you do. You go around, you know, trying to take the system and not bend it, but break it. So, you know, you take a lot of, you know, like this. If you didn't love yourself enough, you wouldn't honor yourself and you'd question yourself. And then guess what? Hundreds of thousands of people would be screwed. But because you love yourself and honor and respect yourself, we know that we can trust you to forge the way.
Well, thank you, Daryl. You know, one of the things you just mentioned is pretty interesting. And it deals with the belief system, right? And how many people shouldn't have lived but did, and how many should have lived but didn't.
Yeah.
Right? So when we were on the panel today, there was George Norrie, the Coast to Coast AM host, was the moderator. And George mentioned the placebo effect. But what nobody mentioned after that, which I wanted to mention, but we ran out of time, was the nocebo effect. So we know that the placebo effect is when people take a sugar pill or whatever and they're healed because they believed that they could be healed. What we're now learning is that there's also something called the nocebo effect, which is when people have a treatment that is actually a beneficial treatment, but they don't believe in it, it actually doesn't heal them. So it's like the flip side of the placebo effect. You can have the right treatment, but if you don't believe in it, if your mind and your heart aren't in it, it doesn't work, which isn't right in line with what you're saying.
Yep, if your heart's not behind it and your mind is, then you're only dealing with past experience. They tested every organ in the human body, even the brain, and they all put off a frequency. Did you know that when they went to test the heart, there's no equipment because the heart can't be tested because the frequency off your heart, Ty, they can't find a piece of equipment that will actually test it far enough. They truly believe that all our hearts are connected. And when they actually do become connected,
then we won't have to battle anything, will we? We can love ourselves well. You know, when, and that's the other thing, you know. You know, we're always going to war with cancer. We got to battle cancer. We got to battle this, battle that. What if every practitioner talked about love yourself well? Just love yourself well. You know, look at the cancer as a friend, because cancer is a friend. Because these people that have cancer, if they didn't have the cancer tie, they wouldn't have been here. Mm-hmm. That cancer was a storage shed for dysfunctional beliefs that weren't allowing them to process their emotions. And you know how, oh my God, I can hardly swallow this. And then you get it down here and it feels like a ball. And remember what I said before is that images create thought, thought creates energy, and energy creates mass. You came together and you have four beautiful kids, and that was the energy that you did that with. Now, just as you created those kids, if you want to not embrace loving yourself, then what's going to happen is you're going to create a tumor, because that tumor is just a place for unprocessed emotions. And you know, if we look at it on an emotional level, which a lot of practitioners don't want to do, why? Because there's no money in that. But we're always going to need nutrition. We're always going to need supplementation. But until we take the physical and bring it together with the emotional, we'll never have whole body permanent healing.
Interesting.
It is. And what is your takeaway, Dr. Wolf, for people that are watching this global health news, and we have viewers all over the world? There's one thing that you could encourage them with or admonish them with. What would it be?
To love yourself first and foremost. To protect yourself, respect yourself, and love yourself first and foremost before anyone else or anything else. And trust me, when you do that, you're not taking any love away from your family. You're giving them authentic love, and you won't hurt them anymore. Because if you're using your family to fill up your gas tank, which is your heart, then you're going to be doing that every day. And if they don't keep doing it, you're going to feel that you're not loved. Whereas if you fill up your own heart with love, you'll become the light, and then you'll help them. Because when you can bring your light up and you can connect to your source, there is no illness. And today when I said it, I meant it in a very good way. But you know, there's a lot of people with a lot of beliefs that are out there and they're sick. And that's because they're not honoring themselves. They might be honoring a belief, but the belief is not creating the light to heal.
Well, Dr. Wolf, we love you. We're so thankful for you and the contribution that you've made to the Truth About Cancer series over these past few years, the contribution that you've made to people over the last 30 years as a practitioner, and the contribution that you continue to make places like this, and at you've got a clinic now in Kelowna.
I have a clinic in Kelowna, and we're teaching all over the world right now. And I just want to say that, if it's okay, that anybody out there, that if they actually call us or email us, I have an audio called Emotionally Fit for Life. It's 2 hours. And that's a really good place to start. Even if you never call us, and if you ever want to, if anybody ever wants to call us, it doesn't have to be about product. We're there for them.
Well, I think it's appropriate to end this interview with a group hug.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. And let's end the family curse.
Love you, buddy.
I love you, too.
Yeah, we love you.
I love you.
So it's Ty and Charlotte reporting for Global Health News. Thanks, everyone.
Hi, this is Charlene, and
I'm Andrew Donsky. Hello, everybody. I'm from NaturallySavvy.com.
Yes, and she is just so much fun, a bundle of sparkle and great information. And we're having a really good time here at the Total Health Show in Canada, Toronto, Canada. And there's a lot of people here. It's a lot of fun.
It's so packed. There's so many people, which is so nice to see, because people are here to learn about getting healthier, right? Different healing modalities, the truth about cancer, the truth about vaccines. So it's so nice to have people like yourself who come up from the US to Canada and help educate all of us.
Well, speaking of education, how many videos have you done?
Oh my gosh, I've done over 200 TV segments.
Wow,
in both
TV
Canada
segments.
And the US.
TV
yes.
segments, over 200. And what do you teach? Help our viewers understand what it is that you do and what you teach.
Sure. So I run NaturallySavvy.com, and I founded it really because I wanted to help people really understand the labeling, the ingredients behind the products that we use all the time. So whether it's food, whether it's beauty care, whether it's supplements, I want us to really understand when we're buying that product that we know there's nothing in there that's going to harm our body. So NaturallySavvy.com, really, I like to say it's my life online, because it really is the way I live, the way I breathe, and the companies that I believe in and work with and the people that I meet, that I get to talk about, and we get to write articles, and we get to, you know, create videos, and we get to do really interesting things that we get to educate people and really make help make a difference. We call it one ingredient at a time.
Wow. Yeah. So you all know, based on everything that we've done, that the skincare does matter. What you put on your skin does matter. When you eat something, you have a defense mechanism within your body, enzymes breaking that poison down, if it is indeed poison. And we hope it's not. We hope you're learning how to recognize GMO ingredients and eating organic whole foods, real food, like Dr. Mercola likes to tell us.
I love Dr.
Real
Mercola.
Food, yeah. Isn't he so sweet?
And oh my gosh, love
it. Just as a side note, the truth about vaccines that we just did, Dr. Mercola made me tear up more than once. Did you get to, you have to, he just is so transparent about what he's doing. He really wants to help
people.
It's
amazing. And their website's so amazing.
Yeah, and little by little, he would wake up to new things and would realize, wow, I shouldn't have been doing this. He just didn't know. And he was just very compassionate for the people. So I appreciate that about him. But eating real food, so ingredients are really important.
They are. And like, you know, just to what you were saying is that we absorb 60% of what we put on our skin. 60%.
No defense mechanism.
Right. So if we're absorbing that much of what we're
right
putting
into
on
your
our skin,
stream.
So we need to think, you know, it's interesting. I've been doing this for a really long time. I'm a holistic nutritionist. And we talk a lot about the food that we're eating. And that's usually where people start. When they start to come into this industry, it's starting from the food, or they're having a kid, or they're having some type of chronic issue that they need to learn how to get over, right? So what happens is eventually, once we get over the food, we realize, okay, well, we need to now start to look at what we're putting on our body. We need to start thinking about the makeup we're using. I mean, the chemicals in the actual makeup that we're putting on our body as women. There's some statistic that we're using something, I think it's like 120 or 160 different chemicals before we even leave the house in the morning.
That's unbelievable.
That's a lot of chemicals, and it's in the shampoo, it's in the, you know, the lotion that we're putting on, our hairspray, our lipstick, our makeup. So that's why it's important that we look at everything when it comes to not only our food, but our beauty care products, even our supplements, even our laundry detergent, our soap that we're using at home, right? All of it matters.
It does matter. Yeah. So if I went to your website, I would find information regarding all of that.
Yeah, so if you go to naturallysavvy.com, we talk about everything. It's full lifestyle. And we focus heavily on food, but yeah, it's absolutely full lifestyle.
Well, that's pretty exciting. I'm so glad that I get to see you again in person.
I know.
And if you're following us on Facebook too, we've been friends for a while, but I realized just recently, wow, we're not Facebook friends. So we're now on Facebook together.
Oh,
and I was like,
it.
Oh, she's got some great stuff. So I have shared some of her stuff. I'm going to keep sharing your stuff.
Thank you. You're so
And I
sweet.
Just appreciate you so much.
Thank
you for your support. She's so supportive and encouraging. If you don't have a friend out there that's encouraging, you need to find one.
Mm-hmm.
Because it helps make what you're doing so much nicer, so much easier, and so much more enjoyable. Life can be so difficult. And so I think that it's also very important, not only taking care of the skin and the chemicals and the real food and all the things that we teach you, but emotionally, you need to find a support system. And to find a friend
Absolutely.
Like her is a real blessing. So thank you.
Oh, and thank you for everything you
friend.
Do and for really helping everybody out there. So I got to hug it out.
I'm going to give you a hug. So
proud of you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. We're coming to you again, Total Health Show in Canada.
Here, Paul Baratiero, we interview again. My wife Charlene and I are with you here in Toronto, Canada.
Sure.
You hoser. So anyway, it's good to be back
good
with you here,
be
brother.
Back. Good
yes,
to be back.
Yes, you and the fam.
Yes.
Wife over
Jacqueline,
here.
Jacqueline, yes.
And so, your delicious water.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're getting, our booth's been crazy today.
I know it has. The Health Canada's been pretty crazy
today.
Health Canada, that's their regular body. The
Total Health
Canada.
I think it's been
here.
Busier than last year, do you think?
It's been, you know, it's hard to measure. It's just like nonstop. So here's the deal. We want to talk to you about your new water.
Okay.
So the Echo water machine, of course, we've talked about in the past with molecular hydrogen.
Right.
But you've like put it on natural steroids now, haven't you?
Before we even get started, I just want to say we have his water machine. We're getting the new one, actually.
Yeah.
And we really feel great about it because our four children, we want to give them the best water. Here it is. The whole conference, I've been guzzling the water.
Yeah.
FYI.
Yes, yes.
So tell us about the new machine.
So we actually have four machines now.
Okay.
Wow.
So three of them are just hydrogen generating machines. So they produce 7 pH water or neutral pH with 1.3 to 1.4 parts per million of hydrogen.
And that's the key, isn't it?
Yes.
Hydrogen.
Yeah, that's all that matters is because the hydrogen reduces oxidative stress, inflammation, pain, 170 human disease models it's therapeutic with. So that's all that matters.
So we have, and these machines that are hydrogen generators are designed to be used with reverse osmosis, distilled water, doesn't matter how many minerals we have. Traditionally, ionizers that produced alkaline water needed mineral content. So we've changed that. We don't need mineral content anymore. Now, the newest machine that you guys are getting is the first and only machine in the world that produces 7 pH water with hydrogen, alkaline water with hydrogen, and acid water for cleaning the vegetables, killing E. coli, Salmonella, MRSA, staph on contact, meats, fish, poultry, vegetables. So it's really the only machine in the world that does all three in one.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Why is, because we were talking about water last night.
Yep.
And you're saying the only thing that matters is the hydrogen.
Right.
Why is hydrogen so important in water? And,
yeah.
And why is there any research that indicates
absolutely
that it's important?
Yes. So we have over 700 studies now showing the therapeutic nature of molecular hydrogen. And number one, oxidative stress, it reduces, which, why is that so critical? Because every disease that we know stimulates from oxidative stress. So the body's inability to reduce oxidative stress is why we get cancer, diabetes, arthritis, whatever it is, it's all oxidative stress. So hydrogen reduces it naturally, and so that's why we want it in the water.
Okay.
It also fixes the gut. So we can increase anaerobic microflora hugely simply by having hydrogen go into the gut. So people that have gut issues, intestinal issues, improper fermentation, what have you, it repairs all that.
Okay.
So huge, huge benefits.
Are there any studies on the relationship of molecular hydrogen with cancer?
Yes, many. The best one that we have is on colon cancer, published in 2015, and it showed that hydrogen, high content hydrogen water, inhibited colon cancer, stopped it. And inhibited. So, and the study was done with 5-fluorosil, the company that makes 5-fluorosil.
5-FU,
right.
Chemotherapy.
So they wanted to see what hydrogen would do to cancer and if it would inhibit their drug. So not only did hydrogen stop colon cancer, and the study states that openly, but it did not inhibit the 5-fluorosil.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did it make the 5-FU more selectively toxic? Do we know that?
No, it didn't affect its toxic nature.
Okay.
It just fixed the cancer and didn't stop the 5-FU from doing whatever they wanted to do.
Okay. Yeah. The reason I'm curious is because 5-FU, the nickname is 5 feet
right.
under.
Right, exactly.
It often is so toxic it kills the patient.
And that's why I love the study, because here it shows hydrogen did the work.
Right.
But it didn't bother the chemotherapy drug.
Okay.
So it's kind of funny.
That's
you know?
Awesome.
So I love sharing the study because it showed that hydrogen actually helped the cancer.
Right.
And didn't inhibit their drug, so
okay.
Whatever that's for. But we don't sell the drug. We're interested in getting hydrogen
right.
in people's body.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad to know that you don't
yes.
sell 5-FU.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Good deal.
And I don't want anybody else selling it. That's,
okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, but that's what it does. So whether it's diabetes, colon cancer, any Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism, any of these kind of things, hydrogen helps tremendous with neurologic disorders and the pathology that we're talking about. It's huge.
Okay, so quick question on the echo specifically. So the mm-hmm. molecular hydrogen we know is important.
Right.
But the echo machine itself, it creates alkaline water or acidic water or
mm-hmm.
both.
Right.
Has the molecular hydrogen.
Right.
But does it also filter water too?
Absolutely. No, it does. So
okay.
it's removing chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, heavy metals. And Mike Adams tested it all just to verify. But lead, arsenic, all of the stuff that you wouldn't want. The VOCs, the glyphosate, chromium 6 that
yeah.
everyone's talking about.
That's a serious filter.
Yeah, so it really gets rid of all those things.
Okay. And that was a loaded question because, of course, I knew
know.
That because I talked to Mike about it when he was testing it. But
about
I just wanted you to share it with everyone.
Sure, sure.
That it actually
sure.
does take out all of these chemicals out of the water.
Yeah. And it's really important that we do remove them because we know there's in 27 municipalities that they tested, there was blood pressure medication along with a whole host of pharmaceutical drugs.
Okay.
I jokingly say choose your neighborhood wisely so you can get equal uppers and downers, people that are peeing the drugs in the toilet water, but you know that's where all the water comes from, right?
If it takes pharmaceuticals out, it's a good
yeah,
filter.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Does it do anything with fluoride?
We have a pre-filter that is specific to fluoride that comes free when they buy the machine
okay.
that will remove. It's a bone char carbon
okay.
that does remove fluoride.
Do you have a whole house filter?
We are. We're just launching a whole house that removes fluoride and all the things that we're talking about.
Okay.
So it's a maintenance-free system they'll have for 7 years in their home, and it's very inexpensive.
So you can get molecular hydrogen out of every pump?
No, it doesn't do hydrogen.
Okay.
It just filters.
Oh, I see.
Yes, yes.
So then that's a separate echo machine that does the hydrogen.
Right.
Okay.
So you would still need the echo machine for hydrogen drinking water.
Okay.
We just want to clean the water.
If you have a whole house filter, though, how much is it running, approximately?
$2,000.
That's cheap.
Yeah. Wow, that's inexpensive.
That's including installation.
That's not cheap. It's inexpensive.
Right.
Cheap
right.
means it's low
right.
quality.
Right, right.
It's inexpensive for it a whole house
that's
filter.
That's a great
Absolutely.
Option. We have many people asking us, where can we get a whole house filter?
Right.
You're our go-to.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. It's a new proprietary technology that isn't in any other system.
Okay.
So it's pretty amazing. And the medias that we're using for fluoride removal, for heavy metal removal, for calcium protection from scale buildup inside the house as well, that's a non-salt type softening.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
That's awesome, man.
Well, great job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you sharing,
thank
man.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Hope that you've benefited from this. Everybody watching on
Absolutely.
Global Health News.
Absolutely.
Paul Berrettiero, the go-to guy for water.
He's our water boy.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, bro.
Thank you, brother.
Okay.
Thank you, Bo. Love you. All right. So
love
much.
You.